Hello and welcome to ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm your host, Michael Westbay. And tonight we've got the first interleague game between the Yokohama Bay Stars and Chiba Lotte Marines at Yokohama Stadium. Unfortunately, the rain is starting to come down fairly hard here in Yokohama this evening. But hopefully we'll be able to get the game in without any problems. I'm still getting everything set up here, so I'll be away for a little bit and come back very soon. Okay, and Muta is on the mound for Yokohama Bay Stars this evening, and his first pitch to Nishioka is swung on and missed for strike one, and this first interleague game is underway. The next pitch, the batter squares to bunt, but takes the ball inside, pulling the bat back, 1-1. And I should be hearing myself, but I am not. This is not a good sign. Du-du-du-du. Okay. The next pitch in the dirt. No. Called strike two. It looked like it might have bounced on the plate. Ah, okay. It did not bounce on the plate. That was a strike. Swung on a missed. Nishioka dries off his bat a little bit. And the next pitch in the dirt. Looked at. Ball two. The count is now 2-2. Muta into the windup. The next pitch taken outside for ball three. That brings the count full. And the payoff pitch is swung on and slapped to center field. The center fielder comes in and makes the catch. Tamura makes the catch, coming in on a dead run from center field for out number one. Next up is Lee, and he's swinging at the first pitch, and it lines the ball deep to center. Tamura goes back at the warning track, then takes two steps in to make the catch for out number two. So Lee was swinging at the first pitch here. That will bring up Fukuda, and Miura's first pitch to Fukuda is taken low and away for ball one. The second offering, it misses outside. Ball two, no strikes, two balls. The third offering is swung on and popped up to the left side. Third baseman gives chase, but that ball goes up into the stands and out of play. The next offering is swung on and lifted to the left side and out of play. Next pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. So it's three up, three down for the Chibolote Marines. And at the end of half an inning, we have no score. Hello. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. Okay. Has anything I've said been broadcast so far? If not, let me give you a review of the game so far. The first batter, Nishioka, popped out to center field. Tamura running in at a good pace to make the catch. Lee followed with a pop fly to the warning track in center field. Tamura went back, made the catch there. And finally, Fukuda struck out swinging to retire the side. Miura is the starting pitcher for Yokohama on this rainy evening here in Yokohama. We're going to the bottom of the first inning. Shimizu is on the mound for Lotte. And he will be facing Ishii as a leadoff batter. Okay, Shimizu's first pitch to Ishii is swung on and fouled off to the left side. That ball goes out of play. Strike one. The next pitch, Ishii check swings, fouls the ball off and out of play to the left side. Quickly, two strikes, no balls to the batter. Ishii batting .375 over the last five games. He went through an awful slump there for a while, but against the Giants, he really came through. Next pitch, misses out and away, ball one, two strikes, one ball the count. And Shimizu's next offering misses low and away again, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch misses high and away this time, ball three, bringing the count full to Shimizu. And the payoff pitch, swung on and grounded to the left side. Shortstop Kosaka has the ball, throws to first in time, one away. So, with one out, nobody on, and the rain coming down very hard here at Yokohama. Fuduki comes up next. Fuduki is batting 300, one home run, five RBIs so far on the season. And the first pitch, called strike one on the outside corner to Fuduki. Next pitch, misses outside, ball one. One strike, one ball. Fuduki stands in. Next offering, misses outside, ball two. One strike, two balls to count. Shimizu into the windup. Next offering is swung on and ripped right up the middle to right center. The ball goes past second base into right the right center gap. Center fielder comes over, fields the ball off the wall, throws the ball back, and Fuduki is into second base with a stand-up double. That's the first base hit of the ball game. The Bay Stars this evening in a special new uniform they have just for home games during interleague play. They are white uniforms with a different style B on the front. Kinjo comes up next. He's batting 374 on the season.
Raining?
Yes.
That's hard rain. Wow, that rain. That's a cold.
The next pitch. Called strike one on the outside corner. That evens the count at 1-1 to Kinjo. Shimizu on the mound. Next pitch, swung on and hit to the left side. Left fielder comes in a couple steps, goes back two more steps, and makes the catch for out number two. That'll bring up number four batting, Sayaki. Sayaki is batting 301 so far this season with two home runs and 19 RBIs. He's really been coming through in the clutch for us. Us Bay Star fans. And I'd like to say that I'm also a Lotte fan, so I'm rooting for both teams this evening. The first pitch to Sayaki misses high and away, ball one. There's a runner at second base. Two down here in the bottom of the first inning. The next pitch to Sayaki is swung on and hit off to the left side. This ball will go into the stands and out of play. Rain really coming down hard here in Yokohama Stadium. Shimizu checks the runner at second, throw to the plate, down the middle, swung on a miss, strike two. That brings the count to two strikes, one ball to Sayaki. Next pitch, misses inside, ball two, evening the count at 2-2. Psyche, ready? Next pitch. Low and away, but swung on a miss. Strike three. Psyche goes down swinging. And that's it here in the second inning for Yokohama. First inning here in Yokohama. At the end of one complete, there is no score. You can't talk, little one. I don't have it on this special microphone here. Welcome back to Yokohama on this rainy Friday night here at the end of Golden Week. At the end of one complete between Chiba Lotte Marines and Yokohama Bay Stars, we have no score. That doesn't keep the fans from coming out, though. There are lots of Marine fans out there at Yokohama Stadium, as well as Bay Stars fans. Chiba Lotte coming off a 11-game winning streak. They just lost to Rakuten last night, breaking that streak. But on top in the Pacific League. To lead off the second inning here at Yokohama Stadium will be Benny. He stands in and takes ball one just inside from Muta. Next pitch misses just inside, ball two. And Muta into the windup again. The next pitch swung on, lifted to center field. To the infield. Taneda makes the call behind the second base bag, just on the right-hand side, and makes the catch for out number one. That will bring up Franco, batting 342 with 5 home runs and 24 RBIs for Lotte. Muta's first pitch to him is a curveball in there for a called strike one. Muta into the windup. And the next pitch swung on a miss, strike two. Muta shakes off a sign. Says yes, and goes into his windup. The pitch, called strike three. Down in the strike zone, but over the middle of the plate. That's the second out of the here in the second inning of this scoreless ball game at Yokohama Stadium. And next up for Lotte is Satozaki, batting 270 with 1 home run and 8 RBIs. He takes the first pitch, low, ball one. Muta into the windup. The next pitch swung on and hit line right at the third baseman, who makes the catch for out number three. That was a sharp liner. And after 1.5 innings, the game remains scoreless. Okay, we're back here at Yokohama Stadium. The Bay Stars will be sending up Tamura, Taneda, and Murata here in the bottom of the second. Tamura is batting .355 with 9 home runs and 27 RBIs. He got a late start up to the season due to an illness on opening day, but he's really been hitting well. Shimizu's first pitch to Tamura here in the second inning is outside for ball one. Tamura is currently tied with several others for the home run lead in the Central League with 9. And he's also tied with Hanshin's Imaoka with 27 RBIs for the lead. Shimizu misses twice more. No strikes, 3 balls to Tamura. And the next pitch just catches the outside part of the plate. Strike one. 1 strike, 3 balls to Tamura. Yokohama Bay Stars are coming off a 3-game winning streak, having swept the Tokyo Giants. Next pitch swung on and fouled off to the right-hand side and out of play. That'll bring the count full. With the sweep of the Giants, Yokohama climbs to a 12-13 record, 6 games behind league-leading Chunichi Dragons. Next pitch, fouled away, back over the backstop. Count remains full at 2 strikes, 3 balls. Giants in the Central League have fallen down to 10 games back. Next pitch, swung on and missed, strike 3. That's the first out here in the bottom of the second inning of this scoreless game on a rainy evening at Yokohama Stadium. Chiba Lotte Marines, guests to the Yokohama Bay Stars. Taneda comes up next. The first pitch to Taneda catches the inside part of the plate, called strike one. Lotte, as I mentioned earlier, is coming off an 11-game winning streak. Next pitch is swung on and hit to the left side. Left fielder comes over, and Lee makes the catch for out number two. Two quick outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Lotte, having won 11 in a row here, having improved their record to 24-8, a .750 winning percentage, and lead the Pacific League by 2.5 games over the SoftBank Hawks. Next up is Murata, Yokohama's third baseman. He's swinging at Shimizu's first offering, but fouling it back to the backstop. For strike one. The next offering, up high. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. The next pitch, high and inside. Ball two. One strike, two balls to Murata. Scoreless ball game here at Yokohama Stadium. Rain coming down pretty hard. Next pitch, misses up high. Ball three. One strike, three balls to Murata. Shimizu looks in for a sign. And the next pitch is... does he hold up? First base... umpire says yes, he holds up. So the check swing on a high pitch by Shimizu puts Murata on first base with base on balls. That's the second base star to reach base this game. The first having been Furuki, who hit a double to the right center gap. That'll bring up catcher Aikawa. He's swinging at the first pitch and drills the ball deep to right. Going back is Franco, and at the warning track, sticks his glove out and makes the catch. So Aikawa got a hold of the first pitch from Shimizu, but nothing more than a long out to right. And at the end of two complete, this ball game remains... scoreless. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host here at Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We've got a scoreless ball game going into the top of the third inning with the Chibolote Marines sending up the bottom third of their order. Imaya leads off the inning, batting .277. And he takes first pitch from Miura outside and low for ball one. The next pitch, it catches the inside corner, called strike one. This inning, after Imaya, is Kosaka and pitcher Shimizu. Shimizu usually not batting, as they don't as they have the designated hitter in the Pacific League. Next pitch is fouled off to the right-hand side and out of play by Amaya. But with interleague play, the home team rules prevail. So being at a Central League stadium this evening, the Marines send out the pitcher to bat. Next pitch, Imaya reaches out and slaps the ball over the shortstop and into left field for a base hit. That's the first base runner for the Chibolote Marines this evening. And next up will be shortstop Kosaka. As those of you who tune into my ball games often have probably already noticed, there's something different sounding. This broadcast probably sounds a little different than usual. Muta throws over to first to keep Imaya close. I've moved from my FreeBSD box to my Mac now that I've got Tiger installed. Next pitch is swung on and ripped over the first baseman into right field. Imaya kicks second, heads into third, and Kosaka quickly into second, sliding under the tag, safe! Kosaka has a double to right field. The wet ground slowing that ball down, so Kinjo got there a little too late for the speedy Kosaka, who hustled his way into second base for a double. That'll bring up pitcher Shimizu. As I mentioned, Shimizu doesn't normally bat in the Pacific League. So we'll see how he does. And the first pitch to Shimizu is down the middle, but Shimizu gave it a really nice cut. Missed the ball, but that wasn't the swing of a normal pitcher. I'd say Shimizu has done a little bit of batting practice, getting ready for interleague play. Muta comes set. Next pitch down the middle, looked at by Shimizu for a called strike two. Regarding my new setup here, I've got a lot of new applications that I'm not really familiar with. Next pitch, swung on and fouled back to the backstop. So I may take a while to get used to the new system here. I hope that it doesn't dissuade you from continuing to listen, as I'm sure I'll gradually get the hang of things. Next pitch, called strike three, up in the strike zone. That's the first out of the third inning for Lotte. And we go back up to the top of the order in Nishioka. Nishioka, left-handed batter, facing the right-handed Miura. Nishioka popped out to center, his first at-bat. First pitch, up and tight, ball one. Lee is on deck. Muta comes set, one out, runners at second and third. Next pitch misses outside. Ball two. No strikes, two balls. Miura putting his hand in his back pocket between each pitch. Try to keep it dry. As the rain comes down here at Yokohama Stadium. Next pitch. Swung on and grounded to the right side. Second baseman playing in. Runs in. Throws the ball to the plate. And Imae is touched out. Nice play by Taneda. Playing in. So the fielder's choice gets the second out of this inning. Lotte unable to score. And that'll bring up Lee. Lee popped out to center. His first at bat. Hit the ball all the way to the fence. But just short. He has 4 home runs so far this season. But before we see a pitch, Miura throws over to first. Sending Nishioka back, standing up. Nishioka takes his lead again off of first. We have runners at first and third. 2 down here in the top of the third inning of this scoreless game. First pitch to Lee is swung on and missed. Strike one. Lee, with runners in scoring position, is batting well over 300. But without any home runs. Next pitch misses outside. Ball one. Aikawa had kind of given a little hop there just before the pitch, setting up outside. Miura put the ball right into his glove, but it was outside. Lee stands in, left-handed batter. Next pitch, misses inside. Ball two, 1 strike, 2 balls. I'd like to invite anybody tuning in to write me at proyakulive@japanesebaseball.com. No, live@japanesebaseball.com. Next pitch, misses out and away, ball three, 1 strike, 3 balls. Or, I've got a new, one of the things that I can do with this new system is I can take phone calls over the internet. If you've got a Skype account, you can reach me at ProYakuLive, all one word, to phone in, ask questions, and maybe give some commentary during the game. Next pitch is swung on and lifted to shallow right center. Taneda goes back. The two outfielders come over, and it's Taneda who makes the catch in shallow right center for the out. So, Lotte managed to get a runner as far as third base. Actually, 2 runners as far as third base. But come up with nothing to show for it. At the end of 2.5 innings, Chiba Lotte Marines and Yokohama Bay Stars remain knotted at 0 apiece. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Michael Westby, your host here at Pro Yaki Live on JapaneseBaseball.com. For the Bay Stars, here in the bottom of the third inning of this scoreless rainy game, will be pitcher Miura leading off, followed by the top of the order in Ishii and Furuki. The rain has lightened up a little bit here at Yokohama Stadium. But still coming down in a constant drizzle. Miura stands in, and he takes Shimizu's first pitch over the plate for strike one. Next pitch, misses low and away, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Next pitch, swung on and grounded to the left side. Third baseman fields the ball on two hops. Throws to first in time for the out. And one away here in the bottom of the third inning. That'll bring up the top of the order in Ishii. Team captain for Yokohama. Ishii was really slumping a week ago, but during the series with the Giants, really came alive. The Bay Stars sweeping that series. He's now batting .266, no home runs, 5 RBIs. First pitch, called strike one. Shimizu shakes off the pitch, steps off the rubber, and calls for the signs again. And now he's into the windup, and the pitch misses just outside. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Here with one out in the bottom of the third inning of a scoreless tie. Next pitch misses inside. Ball two. One strike, two balls. Shimizu into the windup, and the pitch swung on and hit off to the left-hand side. That ball going into the stands. And out of play. That evens the count at 2-2 to Ishii. Shimizu into the windup again. Next pitch swung on and just foul-tipped out of Satozaki's glove. Keeping Ishii alive here. Shimizu into the windup again. The next pitch swung on and hit off to the left side. That ball goes out of play. Off of an umbrella. Hey, and the fan right next to him made the catch. Good catch. Trumpeteers and drummers in the Yokohama Oendan section over the left field stands. Ishii checks swings but fouls this one away off to the left side. Count remains. Two strikes, two balls to Yokohama's leadoff batter. Second batter this inning as we have one out. Next pitch swung on and lined into center field for a base hit. Ishii rounds first and comes back. That was a slicing base hit over the second base bag into just left of center. That'll bring up Furuki. Furuki hit a double to the right center gap, his first at bat. We've got one out here in the bottom of the third inning. Scoreless tie on a rainy night at Yokohama Stadium. Fiduki is batting 323 with one home run and five RBIs so far this season. Shimizu throws over to first to keep Ishii close. Ishii back standing up. Shimizu set. First pitch to Fiduki. Misses high and away. Ball one. Ishii takes the lead. Left-handed batter Fiduki stands in. Shimizu is set. Next pitch. Swung on and fouled off to the left side. That ball goes out of play. Shimizu gets a new ball while his right hand remains in his back pocket to keep it dry. Comes set again. Runner at first base. One out here in the bottom of the third inning. Fiduki swings and fouls this one off to the left-hand side and out of play. A lot of foul balls this inning. Shimizu looks in, has a sign. The next pitch misses low and inside. Ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. One feature I'm trying to at least test this evening is phoning in. If you've got a comment or question, please feel free to phone in. You can reach me at ProYaku Live on Skype. Next pitch, fouled off to the left-hand side. That one goes out of play as well. Count remains 2-2. More information on Skype can be found on the link to this game. Shimizu throws over to first, Ishii diving back in. And of course, you can write me at live@japanesebaseball.com. Next pitch in the dirt, but swung on and missed by Fiduki. Strikeout. That's the second out of this inning, and it'll bring up number three batting Kinjo. Kinjo popped out to left field, his first at bat. Kinjo is the current leading batter. Throw over to first, has Ishii diving back in the Central League. Batting 374 going into this game, and batting 519 with runners in scoring position. That's also tops in the league. His first pitch to him is swung on and hit to left field. Left fielder is there and hasn't played perfectly. Makes the catch for out number three. So the Bay Stars get a single, but strand Ishii at first. At the end of three complete, the game remains scoreless. Welcome back to Yokohama. Other games this evening. Seibu at Hiroshima. Seibu leads that one 2-0. SoftBank and Yakult were rained out. Hanshin and Nippon Ham are scoreless. Chunichi and Oryx are also scoreless. And the Giants lead Rakuten 2-1 in the bottom of the third inning. In Sendai. To lead off the fourth inning for the Chibolote Marines is going to be first baseman Fukuda. Fukuda also happens to be the Pacific League's leading hitter at the moment, batting .363 going into this game. Miura's first offering is taken for a called strike one. Fukuda struck out swinging his first at-bat. He's got one home run, 26 RBIs so far this season. Next pitch, misses low, ball one. Dropping curveball by Miura. Dropped a little bit too early. Next pitch, misses inside, ball two, one strike, two balls. Chibolote fans bouncing in the left field stands as they sing their song. Fukuda swings at the next pitch and drills it up the right-hand side, but foul. The Chibolote Marine fans don't use horns and drums and things for their Oendan. They're just all voice, and many people think that they have some of the better voices around the league. Next ball misses up high. That brings the count full at two strikes, three balls. Next pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. Fukuda goes down swinging twice in a row here this evening. That's the first out here in the top of the fourth inning of this scoreless game on a rainy evening at Yokohama Stadium. That'll bring up Benny. Benny popped out to Taneda at second base, his first at bat. He takes ball one here. Temperature here in Yokohama now is only 11 degrees Celsius. Chilly, rainy evening. Next pitch just catches the outside corner. Strike one. And Benny stands in. The next offering is swung on and lifted to right field. Right fielder comes in. Taneda goes out. And Taneda calls him off and makes the catch right in front of the right fielder. So Taneda catches two Benny fly balls so far this evening. That's the second out of the fourth. And that'll bring up Franco. Franco starting in right field this evening. The first pitch to Franco is swung on and hit to the left side. Left fielder going back and just in front of the warning track makes the catch for out number three. So we have a quick fourth inning for Lotte. Going down in order for the third time in four innings. And at the end of 3.5, we have no score here in Yokohama.
して
Welcome back to rainy Yokohama Stadium. Here on this Friday evening, first day of interleague play here in Japan. Yokohama will be sending up numbers 4, 5, and 6 batters, Saeki, Tamura, and Taneda, this inning. This game going by very quickly. We're already in the bottom of the fourth inning and just shy of an hour. Saeki now batting 298 on the year, having struck out swinging his first at bat, and he takes strike one on the outside corner by Shimizu. Shimizu into the windup. The next pitch swung on and grounded to the right-hand side. First baseman has the ball, shovels the ball, tosses the ball to covering Shimizu. One away. That'll bring up Tamura. Tamura also struck out swinging his first at bat. Tamura stands in, right-handed batter, facing right-handed Shimizu. Shimizu's first pitch to Tamura misses out and away, ball one. Shimizu's next pitch, swung on and grounded up the middle. Kosaka fields the ball next to the second base bag, fires to first in time for the out. One away. Or two away. That's the second out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Scoreless game here at Yokohama Stadium. And that'll bring up Taneda. Taneda popped out to left field, his first at bat. Batting 324, three home runs, seven RBIs. Takes first pitch just on the inside corner, called strike one. Taneda has a very interesting stance. He squats down, lifting the left leg kind of square. Next pitch, lifted to right field. Franco comes in and makes the catch for out number three. So, a total of 6 pitches by Shimizu this inning retires the Bay Stars in order for the first time this game. And after 4 complete and exactly 1 hour of play, we have no score. Welcome back to rainy Yokohama Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host. On ProYaku Live at JapaneseBaseball.com. Chiba Lotte Marines will be sending up Satozaki, Imaya, and Kosaka this inning to face Yokohama ace Miura. We need to get this inning in for it to be an official game. Miura's first pitch to Satozaki misses high and inside, ball one. The next pitch, down the middle, looked at, called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Miura, into the windup. The next pitch, swung on and lifted high. Catcher Aikawa goes over toward the third base dugout and makes the catch against the falling rain. So we have one out here in the top of the fifth inning. And that'll bring up Imaya. Imaya singled to left center his first at bat. Now batting .284 with two home runs and 20 RBIs. Imaya is definitely an up-and-coming ball player for Lotte. First pitch to Imaya misses out and away, ball one. Rain coming down harder now. Next pitch, swung on and missed, strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Imaya goes back to get some sticky spray for his bat. Not that it'll do much with his bat so wet. Imaya stands in, right-handed batter, facing right-handed Miura. Next pitch, misses low and away, ball two. One strike, two balls. Miura, working quickly, shakes off a sign, says yes, and is into the windup. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off to the right-hand side and out of play. That evens the count at 2-2. This is a really fast-paced game. We've only been going an hour and 5 minutes now. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Game tied at 0-0. It's 11 degrees in Yokohama. Next pitch, swung on and hit to shallow right center, but Taneda goes back a couple steps and makes the catch for out number two. Taneda getting a good workout there at second base, making quite a few catches in the shallow outfield, and even one in the deep outfield. That'll bring up Kosaka, Lotte's shortstop. Kosaka wearing glasses on this rainy evening. Can't be very easy. Takes first pitch down the middle, called strike one. But Kosaka did hit a beautiful double his first at bat into right field. Next pitch, called strike two on the outside corner. Kosaka's first at bat, he hit the ball through the right side of the infield, and before right fielder Kinjo could get to the ball, Kosaka was sliding into second base just ahead of the throw. Next pitch, fouled off. Count remains two strikes, no balls. Muta, end of the windup. The next pitch. Swung on a grounder to the right-hand side. Sayaki... Sayaki had the ball, but it somehow got past him. I don't know how it got past him. Sayaki was down on one leg to field the ball, and the ball just went right by and into right field. Kosaka kicks first, heads into second, and is sliding into second with his second double to right this evening. I don't know how Sayaki missed that one. The call at second base was very close as Kosaka went sliding in, much closer than his first double to right. And that'll bring up opposing pitcher Shimizu. First pitch to Shimizu, swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Shimizu has a very good cut for a pitcher who never bats in the Pacific League. Kosaka, very muddy at second base now. Muta takes a look at him. Comes to the plate. Next pitch is swung on and lifted to the right-hand side. Right fielder Kinjo comes over a few steps towards center. Makes the catch for out number three. So, Lotte got a runner as far as second base again. And still have nothing to show for it. At the end of four and a half, the score remains tied 0-0. Welcome back to rainy Yokohama here on a Friday night of interleague play. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Chiba Lotte Marines and Yokohama Bay Stars are knotted here at zero apiece as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. The rain is coming down awful hard. We hope we can get this inning in to at least get a complete game, but without any runs so far, I kind of would like to see the game last until A team gets a score. Up for Yokohama here in the bottom of the fifth inning will be the bottom of the order in Murata, Aikawa, and Muta. Murata's takes first pitch for a called strike one down the middle from Shimizu. Shimizu into the windup. The next pitch swung on and hit off to the right-hand side and out of play. Two quick strikes on Murata. Shimizu into the windup. The next pitch. Murata sticks out his bat, reaching for an outside pitch, grounds the ball to the right-hand side, Second baseman has the ball. Second baseman Nishioka has the ball, throws to first, and we have one down. That'll bring up catcher Aikawa. Aikawa popped out to right, his first at bat. Takes first pitch here from Shimizu for a called strike one. Aikawa batting 208 so far on the season. And the next pitch down the middle, called strike two. Don't know what Aikawa was waiting for on that one. Two quick strikes on Aikawa. Shimizu into the windup. The next pitch misses high and tight. Ball one. Two strikes, one ball. Shimizu into the windup. Next pitch down low, but swung on a miss. Strike three. That's the fourth strikeout for Shimizu on the evening. And that'll bring up pitcher Muta. The first pitch to Muta is swung on and lifted back over the backstop and out of play. Muta grounded to third his first at bat. He's 0 for 11 so far this season. The second offering misses up high. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Next pitch, swung on, grounded to Kosaka short, who's up with the ball, throws a little high to first, but nothing that first baseman Fukuda can't handle. And so, at the end of five complete, this ball game remains scoreless, 0-0. Welcome back to rainy Yokohama here on this Friday night, start of interleague play. I'm Michael Westbay, your host, here on Pro Yaku Live at JapaneseBaseball.com. Muta takes the mound, having the ground crew do what they can with sand and shovels to make the ground usable as the rain comes pouring down between the fifth and sixth inning. We're going to the top of the sixth inning. Chibolote sending up top of the order. Nishioka, who takes first pitch from Miura in the dirt, or in the mud, for ball one. Nishioka is currently the number two batter in the Pacific League, batting .346 going into this game. Quite a bit behind teammate Fukuda, who was batting .363 going into the game. Next pitch, fake bunt by Nishioka, but called strike one. Nishioka is now batting .340 on the season, having popped out to center and grounded into a fielder's choice so far this evening. And the next pitch is called strike three for out number one. That'll bring up Lee, as Miura is going through the Lotte order for the third time this evening. Lee has popped out to center and popped out to second baseman so far this game. First pitch to Lee, misses up high for ball one. Lee had a great deal of hype when he came over to Japan last year, having hit 56 home runs in the Korean baseball organization. Next pitch fouled away to the left-hand side. Lee didn't quite live up to the hype last year, but he's batting pretty well this year, having made necessary adjustments. Next pitch swung on, fouled back over the backstop and out of play. Miura into the windup. The two-strike, one-ball pitch is swung on and left into deep center. This ball is going back, well back. The right fielder, center fielder, calls the ball and in front of the warning track makes the catch for out number two. The Bay Stars had him had a shift going way over to the right-hand side. Pretty much everybody was up the middle and to the right against Lee. That'll bring up Fukuda, the Pacific League's leading batter. He takes first pitch low and away for ball one. Fukuda has struck out twice so far against Miura, batting average dropping to .357. Next pitch also misses low and away, ball two. Miura into the windup. Next pitch misses inside. Third base umpire says no, he did not swing. And I'd have to agree with that. Miura into the windup. The no-strike three-ball pitch down the middle called strike one. Fukuda looking all the way there, with a tie ball game in the top of the sixth inning. Rain could end this one at any time. Next pitch, also down the middle, called strike two for leading batter. He's not getting that bat off his shoulder. Two down here in the top of the sixth inning. Next pitch, swung on grounder to the left-hand side. Third baseman grounds the ball on a short hop, fields the ball on a short hop, throws to first, and the side is retired. So, the Chibolote Marines go down in order for the fourth time in six innings. And at the end of five and a half, we have no score. Welcome back to rainy Yokohama. For the bottom of the sixth inning, Yokohama, like Lotte, will be sending up the top of their order in Ishii, Furuki, and Kinjo. Ishii grounded out to short his first at bat, and singled to center his second. Shimizu still on the mound for Lotte. Catcher Satozaki out in front of the plate, directing the infield for where to play Ishii. Ishii batting .272, no home runs, 5 RBIs on the season so far, as the rain comes down hard. Shimizu's first pitch misses high and away, ball one. The next offering, down low, ball two. No strikes, 2 balls to Ishii. Shimizu, into the windup. And the next pitch, down the middle, kind of up in the strike zone. Strike one. One strike, 2 balls to Ishii. Shimizu winds up. The next pitch swung on and hit off to the left-hand side. That ball will go out of play. So that evens the count at 2-2. Shimizu into the windup again. And the next pitch swung on and fouled off to the left-hand side and out of play. Over the third base dugout. So we come set again. Ishii leading this inning off. Next pitch, swung on and slapped to left field. Left fielder comes in on the run. Lee sliding makes the catch for out number one. Low line drive to left field. Lee had to make a really good play there, making the sliding catch on the field turf at Yokohama Stadium in the pouring rain. Nonetheless, that's one out. Furuki the next batter. Furuki doubled his first at bat, struck out swinging his second. Shimizu into the windup. First pitch to Furuki, bounces for ball one, bounces next to the plate. Catcher Satozaki exchanges that muddy ball for a clean one. Next pitch, Misses just outside, ball two. No strikes, two balls. Furuki, ready? Next pitch, swung on and hit up the middle, but Kosaka plays the ball next to the second base bag, throws to first, called out by the umpire, but Furuki is appealing that the first baseman pulled his foot. Umpire says no. So that's the second out of the inning. Kosaka had bobbled that ball a little bit, and Furuki got up the line very fast, left-handed batter. Nonetheless, two down. That'll bring up Kinjo, who has flown out to left both at-bats, both previous at-bats. First pitch, taken on the outside corner for a called strike one. Kinjo batting .367 on top of the Central League. Next pitch, swung on, grounded to Kosaka at short, who throws him out of first base to retire to the side in order. That's the third time in a row the Bay Stars have gone down in order. So, at the end of six complete, we have no score. Welcome back to Rainy Yokohama. I'm Michael Westby, your host, here on Pro Yaki Live on JapaneseBaseball.com. Benny will be leading off the inning, followed by Franco and Satozaki for the Chipolote Marines. Around other interleague games this evening, Hanshin Tigers and Nippon Ham are scoreless after four innings of play. First pitch to Benny is called strike one on the outside corner. Miura still on the mound for Yokohama. Benny batting .274 with 6 home runs and 31 RBIs. He's really doing a job for Lotte. You can call him Mr. Manui as he's hit a couple of Grand Slams home runs so far this season. Next pitch grounded back to Miura, just who plays the ball just behind the mound. Throws to first in time for one out. The Giants take a 4-2 lead over Rakuten. That game in the fourth inning. Rakuten still batting in the fourth after having scored a run. No, that game in the fifth inning now, Rakuten batting. First pitch to Franco, called strike one on the outside corner. Chunichi and Oryx. Oryx leads that one at Skymark Stadium, 1-0, after 4.5. Next pitch, called ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. The third pitch swung on, fouled off to the left-hand side and out of play by Franco. Yakult and SoftBank at Jingu were rained out. And Cebu, with a big 7-run third inning, leads Hiroshima 9-1 at Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. Next pitch to Franco is swung on and lined to right field. Monk Nush! That ball is gone deep into the upper decks of Yokohama Stadium. Franco breaks this game open with the first run, a big home run to right field off of Miura. Wow, he got all of that ball. So, the Chivalote Marines take the lead, 1-0 here in the top of the 7th inning. Miura gets a sign. First pitch to Satozaki, misses low, ball one. The next pitch swung on and lifted to the right-hand side. Right fielder Shinjo comes in, makes the catch. No, that's not Shinjo. That's Fadukian right now. I'm not exactly sure when Fuduki came in right, but he's in right now. Okay. That's the second out of the inning, nonetheless, and Imae up to the plate. First pitch to Imae, misses low and away, ball one. The next pitch swung on, fouled off to the left-hand side. Strike one, that evens the count at 1-1. Uchikawa is now in left field. Center fielder Tamura was taken out, and the outfield shifted a bit. Next pitch fouled off to the left-hand side. Strike two. Two strikes, one ball. The count to Satozaki. But before we have the pitch, Satozaki steps out, shakes the water off of his helmet a bit, as the rain continues to drizzle hard here at Yokohama Stadium. The next offering swung on and missed, strike three. So, the Chivalote Marines get a big run on Franco's big home run to right field, and after 6.5 inning, now take a 1-0 lead.
Thank you.
Shimizu finishes up his warm-up pitches, having thrown 77 pitches so far this game through six innings, facing 21 batters, striking out four, allowing two hits, one walk, and no runs so far, as the Chipolote Marines have a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Shimizu will be facing the heart of the base charge order in Sayaki Uchikawa, who came in defensively earlier, and Taneda. First pitch swung on, grounded to the left-hand side, past third base coach. Strike one. In the news, the Giants, who were just swept by the Yokohama Bay Stars, had their first day game at Tokyo Dome in 10 years. Next pitch in the mud, ball one, 1-1. And they lost that day game. And going back all those years, it makes three losses in a row for day games at Tokyo Dome for the Giants. Next pitch down low, ball two, one strike, two balls. Shimizu's fourth offering called strike one. Over the middle of the plate, over the outside part of the plate, kind of low in the strike zone. The 2-2 pitch swung on and grounded to the right-hand side. Second baseman comes in, tosses the ball to first baseman for out number one. That'll bring up Uchikawa. Uchikawa, having come in defensively, Uchikawa batting 333, 11 for 33 so far this season. No home runs, 3 RBIs. I'm not exactly sure what happened to Tamura. First pitch to Uchikawa, taken for a called strike one. Over the last 5 games, Uchikawa's batted 421, 8 for 19, so he's really on a hot streak. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off to the right-hand side. Catcher gives chase, but this is going well into the stands. Strike two. Shimizu into the windup. His third offering swung on and hit to the right-hand side, deep but out of play. Count remains 2 strikes, no balls to Uchikawa. The next pitch swung on, fouled off and out of play to the right-hand side. Count remains 2 strikes, no balls. Have to give it to Shimizu. He just keeps coming right in with strikes. The next offering, just misses up high. 2 strikes, 1 ball. Oryx have added a run against Chunichi at Skymark Stadium. They now lead that one 2-0 against the Dragons. Next pitch, swung on a miss. Strike 3. That's the second out of the inning. And that'll bring up Taneda. Taneda popped out to left and has flown out to right so far this game. Batting 320 with 3 home runs, 7 RBIs so far this season. Shimizu's first pitch to Tanada is low and away, ball one. Tanada's in there. Next pitch, swung on, hit back over the backstop. Out of play. For strike one, that evens the count at 1-1. Over the last five games, Tanada is batting over 500. Another reason why the Bay Stars swept the Giants. Next pitch, swung on, foul deep to right. Near where Uchikawa hit the ball, but foul. Next pitch in the mud, blocked well by Satozaki. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes to count. Two down, bottom of the seventh inning. Chiba Lotte Marines leading this one 1-0. The one run coming on a big solo home run by Franco. Next pitch fouled off to the left-hand side, past third base coach. Count remains 2-2. Shimizu into the windup. The next pitch, swung on and grounder to the third base side. Third baseman has the ball right on the line, throws to first, safe! Umpire says the first baseman pulled his foot. That's ruled an infield base hit. And the Bay Stars have a base runner. First time since the third inning for them. And that'll bring up Murata. Murata has walked and grounded out to second so far this game. Batting 284, 5 home runs, 10 RBIs. The first pitch is swung on and hit to the right-hand side to right center gap. The ball one bound, two bound, three bounds. Picked up by the right fielder. Thrown in. Tanada rounding third. And he holds at third as the ball comes back. So Murata keeps this inning going. With a single to the right center gap. Moving Tanada to third. So the Bay Stars now have runners at the corners with two down. And the bottom of the seven, trailing this game by one run. Catcher Aikawa coming to the plate. Aikawa has flown out to right and struck out swinging. Batting 206 so far on the season. Two home runs and nine RBIs. First pitch is called strike one on the outside part of the plate. Good pitch by Shimizu. Next pitch, swung on, fouled back to the backstop. Strike two. Bay Stars have runners at the corners. We have two down here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Lotte leads this one, 1-0. As the rain continues to pour down here at Yokohama Stadium. Shimizu's set. Next pitch, swung on, fouled off and out of play to the right-hand side. Shimizu has a sign. And the next pitch, up high and in, ball one. Two strikes, one ball, now the count to Aikawa. Baystar's looking to even this one up. Trailing 1-0. Next pitch, swung on a grinder to the right side. Second baseman makes a diving, rolling catch. Comes up with the ball, throws to first, in time for the out. So Aikawa grounds out to second to retire the side. Baystars had a big chance there, but come up empty. At the end of seven complete, the Chibolote Marines lead this one 1-0. Welcome back to cold, rainy Yokohama. Miura still on the mound for Yokohama after 87 pitches and 7 innings. We're going to the top of the 8th. We'll see the bottom of the Lotte order in Kosaka, then pitcher Shimizu, then back up to the top of the order in Nishioka. Lotte is leading this one now. 1-0, thanks to a home run by Franco last inning. The muddy Kosaka stands in, having hit two doubles to the right, sliding into second both times, just in front of the throws. First pitch, called strike one on the outside part of the plate. Kosaka batting .278 with two home runs and 14 RBIs so far this season. Next pitch in the mud, but swung on and missed for strike two. Miura set on the mound. Into the windup. And the third pitch to Kosaka. Swung on and grounded back to Miura, who plays the ball on a hop. Throws to first, one away. That'll bring up the pitcher spot, Shimizu. Shimizu throwing a very good game here, and he'll bat for himself. He struck out looking and popped out to second. Oh no, popped out to right. So far, he takes first pitch from Miura as ball one. Next pitch, misses up high, ball two. No strikes, two balls. The third offering by Miura, called strike one down the middle. Up a bit in the strike zone. Miura into the windup again. The next pitch. Called strike two, same place. And Miura winds up. The next offering down the middle. Beautiful pitch. Strike three looking. That's the second out of the inning. Miura throwing a gem tonight. That was his seventh strikeout of the evening. And that'll bring up top of the order, Nishioka. Valentine has a short word with him first. Through an interpreter. Miura has struck out a batter in all but the fifth inning this game. Nishioka batting .336, two home runs, 20 RBIs. First pitch called strike one on the outside part of the plate. The only thing that Miura can cry about is the home run ball he gave up to Franco. In the seventh inning. Second pitch to Nishioka. High and away. Ball one. 1-1. Miura into the windup again. The next pitch. Catches the outside part of the plate. No. Called ball two outside. Kroon is warming up in the Bay Stars bullpen. Next pitch, swung on and grounded to the right-hand side. Saiki has the ball, takes it to the bag himself. And the side is retired in order. So, at the end of 7.5, the Chibolote Marines continue to lead this one 1-0. Welcome back to rainy Yokohama. Miura threw 8 innings, 99 pitches, 28 batters, struck out 7, gave up 3 hits, and the big one being that home run to Franco, which is the difference in the game. And Miura walked none. But he's heading for the showers now. Or actually, he's going to sit on the bench, but that's beside the point. As pinch hitter, Suzuki will lead off this inning. Suzuki's only 2 for 21 so far this inning, with no home runs and 1 RBI. First pitch to Suzuki by Shimizu is called strike one. Rain coming down stronger now and at a bit of an angle. As the wind picks up, next pitch swung on and hit to the left field. Left fielder comes in, makes the catch for out number one. Had Suzuki-kun played perfectly there in left center. So with two pitches, we have one out. And we go back to the top of the batting order in Ishii. Ishii grounded out to short his first at bat, singled to left center, then popped out to left his third at bat. The first pitch called strike one over to the outside part of the plate. Shimizu throwing very well. Both pitchers throwing very well and very quickly. The next pitch lifted to right field. Right fielder comes over, makes the catch for out number two. So four pitches, two outs. And that'll bring up Furuki. Bay Stars have Kroon and Witt throwing in the bullpen. Kroon, the new Bay Stars closer, taking over that role for the injured Sasaki. Furuki doubled his first at bat and struck out and grounded out to short. So far this game, now batting 303 with one home run and five RBIs. First pitch, strike one. Next pitch in the mud, gets past Satozaki. Evens the count at 1-1. The next offering swung on grounder to the right-hand side, but past the first base coach's box. Strike two. Two strikes, one ball to count to Furuki. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, Bay Stars looking to get something going. Losing this one, 1-0. Next pitch, swung on and grounder to the right-hand side. Second baseman has it, throws to first. And the side is retired. So the Bay Stars go down in order yet again. They're down to their last chance. As they trail this after 8 complete. 1-0. Elsewhere this evening, first night of interleague play, the Hanshin Tigers and Nippon Ham Fighters at Sapporo Dome are knotted at 0-0. Another very good game. This game, just passing the 2-hour mark as we go to the top of the ninth inning. It's odd to see so many games so far behind this one. After 6 innings, the Giants continue to lead Ducked in 4-2. Chunichi now trails Oryx 0-4 at Skymark Stadium after 6 innings. And the Cebu Lions, after five innings, lead Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo 9-1. Actually, Oryx are still batting in the bottom of the sixth inning at Skymark. That one 0-4. Oryx leading Junichi. But here at rainy San Diego, Otsuka will be pinch hitting for Lee to lead off the ninth against new pitcher Witt. Witt's first pitch is taken for ball one. Witt into the windup. Second pitch, swung on a miss, strike one. Witt looks in for his sign, says yes to the first one. Throwing from the set position. Next pitch, swung on, grounded to the left-hand side. Ishii has the ball, throws first in time for out number one. It looked like Otsuka might have tripped just before reaching first base. This ground is very wet, having been raining constantly since the beginning of the game. That'll bring up Fukuda. Fukuda has struck out twice and grounded to third, average dropping to 353 now. First pitch misses outside and away, ball one. Outside and low, ball one. Fukuda going into the game was batting 363, top batter in the Pacific League. Next pitch, beautiful curveball called strike one. Curving away from the left-handed batter by the left-handed pitcher. The next pitch, curveball misses just outside. Ball two. And I think I have the wrong pitcher. This is Holt, not Witt. My mistake. Holt is on the mound for the Yokohama Bay Stars, not Witt. The fourth offering misses way inside. Fukuda backing out of that one. One strike, three balls to count to Fukuda with one down in the top of the ninth inning. Lotte leading this one 1-0. The next pitch called strike two. That curveball getting the outside part of the plate. So, full count pitch to Fukuda. Swung on and missed. Ball gets away from Aikawa. Aikawa takes a couple steps toward the third base side, fields the ball, throws to first as Fukuda jogs up the line. But the ball's in time for the out, two-way. Now I got a good view of the pitcher's uniform. It's Holt's. There's a Z at the end, not Holt. How many times can I mess up a guy's name? I can't mess up this guy's name. This is Benny up to bat for Lotte. I recognize him right away. He takes the first pitch from Holtz. Outside and away, ball one. Holtz pitching from the stretch. Next pitch catches the inside corner to the right-handed batter. Strike one. 1-1 the count. Shimizu throwing the ball outside the first base dugout. Trying to stay warm on this cool night. cool, wet night. Next pitch misses inside, ball two. One strike, two balls to Benny. Temperature 11 degrees in Yokohama. Probably feels colder with that rain. Next pitch misses outside, ball three. One strike, three balls to Benny. The 1-3 pitch misses low, ball four. And Benny draws a base on balls. That'll bring up Franco. Franco hitting a towering home run to right field. His last at bat. That being the difference in this ball game. Ishii comes over, gives Holtz some words of advice. Ishii, shortstop, being Yokohama's team captain. He did that a great deal in their championship 1998 season. Seemed to lose some heart after that. Morozumi, is that his name? Comes in to pinch run for Benny. While Franco comes up to bat, takes ball one. Franco batting, missed it. Next pitch misses low and away, ball two. No strikes, two balls to Franco. Runner at first base, two down. Here in the top of the ninth inning, Chibolote leading this one, 1-0. Very fast-paced game. Both starting pitchers pitching very well. Next pitch catches the inside corner, called strike one. Lefty versus lefty here. Holtz, pitching from the stretch, runner at first base, Morozumi. The next pitch misses out and away, ball three, one strike, three balls. After getting Otsuka on three pitches to ground out to short. Holtz struck out Fukuda after being behind in the count, no strikes, three balls, and walked Benny after being behind in the count, one strike, three balls. Next pitch misses high and away, ball four, and we have back-to-back base on balls here. To put runners at first and second, and that'll bring out Ushijima Kantoku from the Bay Stars dugout. He's going to call a pitching change. So Holtz gets the first two batters, then walks the next two. Nomura, pitching coach, goes out, has a word with Holtz. Holtz says something to his interpreter. Holtz doesn't look upset to be being changed. Coming in to pitch for Yokohama is Kizuka. Kizuka will face number 6 batting Satozaki after he finishes his warm-up pitches. In the meantime, let's look around at the other leagues. Nippon Ham has finally broken the scoreless tie at Sapporo Dome and lead Hanshin 1-0 thanks to a solo home run by Kimoto in the bottom of the 6th inning. The Giants and Golden Eagles at Full Cast Stadium. Giants continue to lead that one 4-2 after 6 innings. Oryx have added 2 runs in the bottom of the 6th inning to lead Chunichi 4-0. And the Cebu Lions continue to dominate the Hiroshima Carp 9-1 at Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. Other games scheduled for today. The only other game scheduled for today, Yakult versus SoftBank at Jingu Stadium, was canceled due to rain. Yokohama, the Chibolote Marines lead this one 1-0 in the rain. Kizuka finishes his warm-up pitches. The Chibolote Marines have runners at first and second, 2 down here in the top of the 9th inning with a 1-0 lead. He'll face Satozaki, batting 258 with 1 home run and 8 RBIs. The first pitch to Satozaki by Kizuka, swung on, a miss, strike one. Throw is into second base with pinch runner Motozumi having taken a big lead, but he's safe. Gets safely back in there, diving into the mud. Now with mud all over the front of his uniform, Motozumi takes the lead from second. Franco from first. No, Saburo from first. Pinch runner. And the next pitch outside, the throw to first. Saburo back under the tag. Aikawa keeping those runners close. The pitch was outside. So we have 2 pinch runners on the bases for Lotte as they're trying to extend their lead here in the top of the 9th inning. Kizuka comes set. Next pitch. Swung on, a missed. And the throw to second again. Safe. 2 strikes, 1 ball. The count to Satozaki as Aikawa throws to a base each time. Motozumi, a little bit more muddy at second base. Saburo, just a little bit of mud on his left leg after he slid back into first on the second pitch. Kizuka comes set. The fourth offering just misses inside. Ball 2, evening the count at 2-2. Nice pitch by Kizuka. Arakawa not throwing to any base on the fourth pitch. Kizuka looks in for a sign, comes set. Looks at second, comes home. Next pitch is grounded to the third base. Third baseman has the ball, touches third himself, and the side is retired. So, Lotte got two out walks, but come up empty. And at the end of 8.5, Chiba Lotte Marines continue to lead this one 1-0, thanks to Franco's solo home run in the 7th. Welcome back to Rainy Yokohama. I'm Michael Westby, your host, here on Pro Yaku Live on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the 9th inning. Yokohama trailing this one, 1-0. Chiba Lotte scoring their lone run on Franco's 7th inning home run. Shimizu continues to pitch on the mound, having thrown 108 pitches, striking out 5, allowing just 4 base hits. He started off allowing base runners in each of the first 3 innings, but have really shut the Bay Stars down thereafter. The first batter here in the bottom of the 9th inning will be Kinjo, and he takes strike 1 on the outside part of the plate. Kinjo will be followed by Saeki and Uchikawa. Shimizu into the windup, next pitch in the mud. Satozaki asks for a new ball. Count 1-1. Shimizu has a sign. Into the windup, and the pitch. Swung on, fouled off to the left-hand side and out of play. Strike 2. Kinjo stands in. Next pitch, high and tight. Kinjo ducks out of the ball and says that it hit him on his right hand. The home plate umpire agrees with him. Yes, and it did, knocking the bat out of his hand. Kinjo signals to the pitcher that he's okay. As Shimizu tips his hat, looking worried. So, the Bay Stars get their leadoff runner on. Pitching coach goes out to have a word with Shimizu. Valentine looks worried in the third base dugout. Inoue, pitching coach, out there a very long time talking to Shimizu. And we do have a pitching change. Shimizu retires from the mound after throwing 113 pitches, facing 30 batters, striking out 5, allowing 4 base hits, walking 1 and hitting 1 batter just now here in the top of the or bottom of the ninth inning. A very, very good outing by Shimizu. He has nothing to be ashamed of as he's relieved. Taking over the mound for Shimizu. I didn't hear it when they said it, and they're not showing him. Ah! Kobayashi Masahide. He's had 10 appearances. Over the last 5 games, he's got 5 saves, throwing 1 inning each time except on April 17th, where he only threw 1/3 of an inning, striking out 1 at that time. So as Kobayashi takes his warm-up pitches, let's see. He's got 9 saves so far on the season. SoftBank's Mise is the only one ahead of him with 11. And I can't find any other information handy on him, so we'll just leave it at that. Rain continues coming down here at Yokohama Stadium as Kobayashi finishes up his warm-up pitches. Last year, I was a bit of a jinx for Kobayashi. It seems like every time I watched him, he blew a save. So, let's see. I'm not sure if I'm... if I'd like to see that or not here. I like both of these teams. So, let's see. Gambatte Kobayashi, Gambatte Saeki. The first pitch to Saeki is high and tight for ball one. We have a runner at first base. Nobody out here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Chibolote leading this one, 1-0 on Franco's home run. Deep to the right field stands. Second pitch misses low. Third base umpire says Saeki did not swing. No strikes, 2 balls to count. Kobayashi comes ready. Looks at first base. The next pitch misses inside. Ball 3. No strikes, 3 balls to Saeki. This is the Kobayashi I seem to always catch when I see the Marines play. This is very worrying, Marines fans. Kobayashi comes set again. The fourth offering to Saeki. Just catches the inside corner. Strike 1. Kobayashi comes set again. Looks at first. Comes to the plate. Next pitch. Swung on. Fouled off. And... going out of play on the left-hand side. Strike two. That brings the count full. Rain still coming down here at Yokohama. We're in the bottom of the ninth inning. We finished eight innings in just 2 hours, but the ninth inning has really slowed down. Next pitch in the mud, ball four. So the Bay Stars now have runners at first and second, nobody out. And Uchikawa coming to the plate. Sayaki will be taken out for a pinch runner. That being the winning run at first base. Nonaka comes in to pinch run. Kinjo at second base. Nonaka at first now. Representing the tying and winning runs for Yokohama. Uchikawa comes up to the plate. He came in defensively earlier in the game, sometime after the fourth inning. First pitch over his head as he was squared to bunt. Uchikawa ducking out of that one. Kobayashi not having much control this evening. Uchikawa still up there to sacrifice. Squaring. Next pitch. Bunted back. One bound over the catcher's head into the backstop. Strike one. Ushijima Kantoku just shakes his head yes to the third base coach, who relays the sign to Uchikawa. Uchikawa showing bunt all the way. The next pitch bunted up the first base side. Pitcher fields the ball. Only play is to first. Sacrifice is successful. Runners move to second and third into scoring position. So, with one out, Taneda comes to the plate. Runners at second and third here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Tying run at third, winning run at second base. Kobayashi on the mound for Chibolote. Uchikawa popped out to left his first at bat. Taneda popped out to left his first at bat, right his second, and reached on an infield single his third. But he's not going to swing the bat here as Satozaki stands up and gives Taneda an intentional base on balls. That loads the bases with first base open right now. That's three and one more into Satozaki's glove way outside. So, we now have bases loaded. Third baseman Murata coming to the plate. Murata so far has walked, grounded out to second, and singled to the gap in right center. We have the tying run at third base, winning run at second. First pitch is swung on, fouled off to the right-hand side. First baseman giving chase, but that ball goes into the stands and out of play. Strike one. The next offering by Kobayashi is up high, ball one. Lotte was riding an 11-game winning streak until yesterday, when that streak was broken. Kobayashi comes set. Next pitch. Misses high and tight. Ball two to the right-handed batter. One strike, two balls. Murata at the plate. Next pitch, swung on and grounded through the left-hand side. One run in. Runner from second base rounds third. Comes home. Slides. The throw. Safe! Sayonara! Yokohama Bay Stars come back with a sayonara base hit by Murata. Bay Stars win this one 2-1 in the rain in the ninth. Woo! Oh, I must be bad luck for Kobayashi, because this is the exact same Kobayashi I seem to always catch. Oh, what a game! So, after 2 hours and 36 minutes, this one comes to a close at Yokohama Stadium. The Yokohama Bay Stars winning this one. On a bases loaded single to left by Murata for a Gyakuten Sayonara victory. Ah, it's been an enjoyable game, and I hope to have you tune in some other time. Hopefully next week. I'll be sure to post by Thursday when the next game is, as I had said in one of the threads. I'm trying to make it every Friday, but I can't guarantee that that's when it'll be. Nonetheless, we had a real exciting game here in the rain at Yokohama Stadium. I'd like to thank you for tuning in. Really quick, other games going on. Nippon Ham continues to lead Hanshin 1-0 after 6.5 innings at Sapporo Dome. The Giants scored again in the seventh inning and lead that one 5-2 in the seventh at Full Cast Stadium against the Rakuten Golden Eagles. Oryx have added another two runs in the seventh inning, and after 7.5, lead the Chunichi Dragons 6-0 at Skymark Stadium. And Cebu has added four more runs in the seventh inning at Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo, leading Hiroshima 13-2 now. The only other game scheduled, SoftBank at Jingu against Yakult, was rained out. So, once again, here at Yokohama Stadium, Murata, the big hero of the game, hitting a bases-loaded double to left, plating two runs for a Gyakuten Sayonara victory, 2-1 over the Chiba Lotte Marines. Until next time, this is Michael Westbay for Pro Yaku Live at JapaneseBaseball.com, signing off. Have a good night.